out there.
Daddy!
I'm gonna whip the running tape and wipe the burner clean.
Really bad language on her.
Listen, we don't swear as well,
isn't it? Oh, would they go? We're safe anyway.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We've got nothing to worry about. Cheers.
Bye, Max.
Bye, Max.
I could smell their chops then.
Well, they've been in there.
I can smell them now. They ain't cooked very well. They want to. No, I've got them on ever so low.
Oh,
nice. Quite
awful,
isn't
it?
No, it is nice though, isn't it?
Oh, it's like nuts, isn't it?
I think
we're
already
done with
time,
I think.
Do you want boiled potatoes or not? Hot roast.
What? You're going to wear that hat down with time.
No, you don't need to. Of course you don't.
Just bad for you, do you? Do you want to let up? You've got those.
Yeah, but you like spoiled, don't you?
Just let you fry them up after.
Oh, you are, you're a king.
Yeah. I bought a pack of these scallops up there in the street there.
Yeah, what are they like?
Lovely, lovely. It's not they battered or nothing, but it's just, oh, they're beautiful. They're
right.
Yeah, and they were about 89, 80 summer. They're lovely, they're really nice. Not the battered ones, you know, like that. It's just, when you open them, it's just nice scallops. And they went golden brown, they're bloody lovely.
The brown ones?
Yeah, well, some were black. I kept them a bit too long. Yeah, but they were really nice. I don't buy the others now.
I like the butter ones.
Right, ain't no good to your butter scallops. You shouldn't eat that.
It's very bad for you.
I used to do a lot for Joe, but I don't do them now. Not good for you. Oh dear.
I feel good.
I should have enough bloody weather with them. If this snow get a bit whiter, a bit lighter.
Yeah, it would be.
Snowed.
What'd your mother have to say then, Joe?
Not a lot.
No.
Not really.
Many shopping down there?
No.
Yeah.
No. I suppose they go down on weekends, look.
I suppose they've opened Sunday, I suppose. Or they was. I don't know where the people are getting their money from.
You drove Karen?
No, she can't drive.
Oh, can she?
No.
Oh, your mother did the driving.
Mm-hmm.
Was she surprised to see you then when she got there?
Yeah, because Auntie Carol never told her.
Oh. I'm just cussing because you went here.
Wow.
So where's she too?
That's it. You came in last night and you went here. Came in today you went here.
Tough for that. Anyone in the boat?
I can see my dad anytime. I can't see my nan anytime.
That's why you won't tell. You see.
Can you get me out the...
What do you want? Some milk? What do you want?
What do you want? Oh, I need it as well.
What do you want?
Marge, please.
The marge.
No, why? You need your carpet.
Whereabouts is the marge, Ben?
Is that in the cupboard?
What cupboard?
Oh, it's in the cupboard.
Oh, there. The
bloody cupboard
up here.
Sally used it, look, to put it
in
the cupboard. Sally, that.
You're going to dinner today?
Can't you use Sally's card tonight, Jamie?
Well, I don't know.
I don't suppose they'll take the names as long as you've got a card to show, will they? Because I'm open. Arkley. She said you'd be in about 6:30, so I'm open then. You'd be in before you go out. Because you're short.
Well, I hope he left the card in bloody Lee's car.
So do I.
Because he never said nothing last night. Seen him, never give it me back.
I said to him, I said, put Julie's card in the middle thingy there with Sally's. He said, yeah, all right, ma'am. And that was the end of that.
You didn't put your name on her? In Julie's washing stand then?
No. She never went to the town.
What's she done, Sally's, did she?
Yeah,
I expect to hear a ring.
I was put on Sally's, what did she? I thought it was on yours.
No, it was Sally's.
See, you should have put him straight back in there when he came in. Stupid person. No, you'll get that one again. Maybe he's going to be muck about now. Stupid.
We won't be out of off after this weekend, will
we? No.
I wouldn't have thought he'd take it out and put it in a drawer in the front room. He might have. Knowing him, I suppose he's still got it in his pocket.
What pocket would put it in then? Because it wasn't in his coat pocket.
Wasn't it?
I'm not going to find it in there. Silly man.
He's a bloody idiot. No idea, Abby. I don't stop and think, that's a trouble. Dopey Lee never went home with it.
That's where the scissors. Oh,
yeah. Yeah, Judy's got them.
It's a bit awkward now, isn't it? Veronica, in here. Look at the papers. Come straight in. It's all your papers.
She's so rude.
All these papers she was in.
They are thin. You have to go.
Goose has gone quiet.
Hello, all different papers, all different news.
Ronnie said, did you, Sally get my stuff? I said, no, not yet. Perhaps she'll get it next week.
You've still got the paper, she said, yeah.
Yeah, liar.
Just spend your last day on earth. Get pissed.
Following you, champagne, the legs up, kicking the legs up and laughing. What am I looking for? A little tin of peas. I knew I was looking for something. Oh my goodness. Ooh, where are they? Come on.
I think I'm going to make a prawn cocktail first. Christmas Day, I love a prawn.
And you need to make sure it's a prawn.
Hazardous prices. Ice cream Christmas pudding, have you ever heard of that?
Don't let it sound like that.
£2.99. Well, I'm going to pop that up. Make ice cream cake, can't you? They were
Oh yeah, ice cream cakes.
You never made one.
Oh yeah, birthday cakes for the kids. Ice cream cakes.
Yeah.
Well, there was little
ice cream Christmas pudding.
In there these days, Q.
No, I don't have the time at all.
I like to to go to Bath, my first Bath.
Okay, because she's little bad there.
Lots of
places. Dad says 11 hours after having a flu jab.
Oh my goodness.
Oh, he's only 26.
Oh my goodness.
Good Lord. Giving him a sneeze fit. He said, oh shit, and he died.
I said that. Well, he shouldn't have opened his coffin, said it, should he?
There's no asthma attack, no cryogasp of pain. He just said, oh shit. Heavy sneezing fits earlier in the day. You've been hurting.
And then what? You went and had his job, did he?
No, no, he's only been hurting once had a little baby.
Charmer, remember, no, my neighbours, no. The under, no, no, no. And I don't like that other one, though.
I don't like Waterman.
I don't like Waterman. I liked him in that one on a Friday night.
Yeah, Minder.
No, I don't like Minder. What was it called? He was.
Another
he had a lot of money in this big house, and he was having trouble with the wife, and he had the secretary. What was that called? What was it called?
I don't like
that Minder. I don't like that George Cole, the Arthur Daly. He used to go out with Wendy's Auntie June. Yeah. Years ago, mine. Sometimes it dries in the evening.
Yeah, but not raw. I think I'll go and get in, put on the horse and the passage. Yeah, well, get that in before it gets dark.
What is it, a Wednesday, isn't it?
Could be tomorrow. Yeah. Okay. We're quick again, isn't it?
It's flying by. It's going to be bloody Christmas before we know where we are.
Never mind, Beth. We know all what we got to do. That's the main thing. Agnes stocking that rope for the best.
You never know what you're going to get in there, do you?
Well, the path is dry in a bit, don't you?
Yeah, it's somewhat falling now.
Is there?
It's somewhat, you feel.
I'm going to smell your frog food up here.
Put it up. Flatten it down. Got all that down there.
Bloody hell.
Which is quite a lot.
Yeah.
In that cupboard over there.
Dare touch
it. Nick Lucroom.
You want to bet that more down at the bank, go back further, why not then?
All the biscuits and all that in there. That's all their booze in there.
Oh, wow. I ain't so bad then, that is it.
Lovely. The only thing we didn't like in there was two tins of tuna fish.
Oh, I don't like tuna. I never had it.
A lemon cheese.
Oh, and a lemon cheese. I give it to.
And two tins of soup.
Game soup.
Cockaliki.
Oh, that's cockroaches, isn't
it? Yeah, I give it to Wendy for the kids. And the girl said, "Your dad, what did this say on here?" So he said, "Cockaliki." So they said, "Well, what is it?"
Cockroaches.
He said, "There's a couple of cocks and a few leeks jumped in."
The morning.
He did. So the girls, they just sit there and they didn't know what to say to him.
Your cocks and you're in the morning. I'll be in well bed.
Right. Who knows the lead way, isn't it?
See you in the morning. Sure, okay.
Bye, Googie Wooks.
can't get done for it because she hasn't had the bite since March, can she?
Nowadays,
trying to find anything in these books.
It's crazy,
isn't it?
Alison, come here.
David knows where it is.
Come here, love.
I've got the counsellors. Somerset Constabulary, blah blah blah, small print always be stuff, blah 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 blah. Bristol.
Yeah? What's it, City, South Me?
We've got Bletton, Filton, Kingsham, Kingswood, Bradstock, Thornbury. Yeah. Everything but South Me. Everything marvellous bar. Police Agent, Somerset Constabulary. Police. CR, Page, Bridge, Richardson, there he is. Everything. In the case of specific inquiries, please ring the appropriate number below between 8 o'clock in the morning and 6 o'clock at night.
No South Mead.
No South Mead in you. Get on to Filton and ask Filton to give you South Mead's number or to ask them to put you through to Filton as a South Mead.
Okay. So or Kingswood.
So you're the nearest I could find in the book, Filton. I should try. Filton's next to South Mead, isn't it?
Any of the police stations should have one another's numbers. Well, Kingswood, because that's your local station, isn't it?
Yeah, but it's better to get in contact with South Mead if you can. Mm. Isn't it? Don't go swearing for goodness sake.
I was clicking out late last night and I thought he must be taking the ring in. Did he?
Yeah. She came knocked on the door so he goes to
the first, I heard a car. And then I thought, that's Clayton coming in as well. And then I thought, no, he's going out. And I heard him calling. So he must be taking the ring in this time of night.
Yeah, she comes in.
He's already
in there.
It wasn't yours.
Well, no, he said, what do you want? So she said, oh, Clayton. So he said, oh, I'm ever so sorry. He said, he's gone out. So she said, Colin, where's he coming? He said, I don't know. He said, he's gone out with some girl called Laura Phelps. They don't know where they are.
She said, shout at him. He said,
he's gone. What do you think that Chelsea is going to be the same weather it'll be or the same person? Well, you don't own it.
You don't own it.
To phone you here
phone
now.
Here now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, David, I brought
that
off.
You can bloody talk to her.
She explained to Clayton Dunn that he sold it because he had a producer.
We know he had a producer.
It couldn't have been though, could it? He obviously didn't stop.
Yeah, gosh,
if he did, let him go and find a person he sold it to now, because it's that person that got the, oh my god, look at her.
They have the logbook anyway, they should have changed it over. We gotta do things
got
like
no
that.
Receipt for it, Sally? Yeah, you've had two people, so they knew it.
Yeah, but I never sold to Simon. I sold it to Lee.
Sorry?
Lee was the one who sorted the sign.
I wonder where those two police officers came from that came here that day.
They didn't say their names, did they?
I don't know. They were quite satisfied.
Hello, Clayton, this is Sally. Hello. You don't happen to have Simon about there, do you? You don't happen to have Simon about there, do you? Yeah.
Right.
Well, Julie's just had a letter from the police, and they're doing her for a road traffic accident at Muller Road when Simon owns a bike.
This last month?
Yes, when Simon owned a bike. March.
November!
The accident was November.
22nd
November.
No, just gone!
what
November,
what
no,
Simon
just.
Where Simon
just
to.
Gone.
It happened on the 22nd of the 11th, 91. So whoever got the bike now still haven't changed the logbook over to their name. Yeah. So I've got to find out off Simon now who we sold the bike to.
Alright.
He's going to have to sort out my new back for him.
It's so much out. It's getting a numb.
She's going to put you up for a bit.
Don't worry about it, but.
Because I can't put Simon's name down on that bottom of the form. I've got to put Lee's because
that's
the result.
Of course, 8 at night he had the
accident. It must have been Lee name. Failing to stop telling.
Apparently he solved it, so maybe the net the art gives an after. Hi, there's a little police.
David signed for that, though. Yeah, signed for it.
Don't worry about it, it's better. It's got to get sorted out, though.
Oh, yeah. What,
that letter?
Otherwise, it'd be coming for a while. For me.
What's always best to.
Well. Because we've got to send this letter off now to the police station.
No, we're going to ring
them. Well, we're going to ring the police now and explain to them we don't own the bike.
The frightener's on the email.
Okay then.
Get Simon's second name.
Yeah, phone slots. Get Simon's name and address as
and
well.
And Lee's. Because I sold it to him first.
We sold it to Lee first. We never gave him a receipt because he didn't want one.
And Lee's not in any trouble.
So you want Lee's address, telephone number, and surname, and so Simon's. Okay then. Ooh. Yeah. Right, well, I ain't worried about so much Lee, it's Simon. Because the police will want to know from when Simon sold the bike to this other kiddie who had the accident. Okay then. Okay, bye. He's going to find out. Simon's got the name and address of the kid he's going to write to. And he's going to get to Clayton. He's also going to get Simon's name and address. Clayton's. Lee's address is in the telephone book under his surname anyway. So he's going to sort.
No, Oslo's name is.
Oslo. He's going to sort Matt out. And he said, get onto the police station now to explain that you don't own the bike.
So they've sold it on again, them two?
Yeah, they sold it on.
Oh, so in them two?
Wow, so
Simon sold it on when he had the accident. Remember, Simon had an accident, didn't he?
Well, yes.
He came off the bike. Well, Lee came off the bike, it was too powerful. Then Simon had the bike, and he had an accident. He fell off it, and he said, that's it, I don't have it no more. So we sold it on to this kid who's had the accident.
Ah.
I think he should have stayed here, I think. I don't think he wanted to go, do you?
Nope. He's not just doing his own.
He's got the jinx up, right?
He's never had the jinx with us, though.
Have I sat in your police station?
No.
You have to ring up that... And it gives you all the phone numbers of all the police stations in Bristol.
Right, what's the phone number then?
They don't know about it anyway.
I just asked them for the phone number of the Southend police station and they'll give it to you. It says on there, it says Bristol, all police stations in area, in that area.
So
right.
Do you wash them? You want it to?
Yes,
please. You get them?
Yeah.
It's got the pop, don't you see?
Mm-hmm. Blowing, man.
I know. I'm going to put mine out. Freezing, I reckon.
I reckon the desk arch in there.
But you said Barbara, I'm going to have my coffee. This is coffee break.
Some of you are quite good, actually. I've had dealings with them before. Really? Regular. They do large lessons as well.
Yeah, can you help me? I received a letter from you this morning explaining that I'd had a road traffic accident on the 27th of the 11th, 91 on a motorcycle registration BTC649D. The only trouble is I haven't owned a motorcycle for nearly a year now. Where it says part B. Just put it in and send it back. Alright then, thank you very much. Bye.
Oh, that was simple after all that.
Simple. Right, fill out part B, explain you don't own a bike, you haven't owned it for nearly a year, you can't remember the exact date, etc, etc, etc.
And you sold it to?
March, put
that
March.
Yeah. Just put March 91.
Put that in April, Julie, because we couldn't remember if it was March or April, if you remember, on the MOT certificate.
Oh, well, it doesn't matter.
Which cup's mine, the one in the blue?
I thought they sorted out.
Brain dead! Just one
more.
Thank you.
Shut up, Liz.
Can be brain dead, she got one.
That's what I mean, that's why she's brain dead, isn't it?
Oh, that's nice, isn't it, Julie?
I'll get him back, Liz.
Get him back.
I made it virtually
once. Since I didn't,
like.
Just as well,
No. I mean,
it's only 3 pounds when I went to work, but you won't bring it back.
One of the girls might treat you. Prefer?
Yeah, but you shout. You can't say that, but I
want to say you're there. Anybody going to treat you a perm? £3.
A what?
£5 altogether.
£5.
No answer.
I'll say the word got all on tape.
She's got the bleeding tape on again. Oh. Sally volunteered, didn't you, Sam?
I found a Christmas tree for you, but £1.59 it was.
Christmas tree?
Yeah, Christmas tree. And he's that big.
Oh my god, top Sally.
It's really nice.
I keep forgetting that bloody tape's on.
£1.59. Some of the decorations, they were expensive down Woolworths, but they were nice.
Oh, James were a good quality.
Yes, so Julie was telling me last night.
Sharon's fellow, James.
You don't know him, he used to work in the army.
Got pictures of him, though.
You've seen him here?
Yeah.
I think.
When we worked for Wimpy.
Oh, Wimpy.
He's gone a bit podgy in the face.
He said he was coming out of the
No, he has to come out.
Not pitch my fags up here.
No, I haven't. Will I do that on here? Yeah,
I'd more than that.
I'll have to pinch your fag for that.
He's laughing.
I wonder if you'll hear get a phone call this morning. Don't want the phone.
I kept biting the sellotape off last night. I said to your mum, I must have cut so that I'm dipping off. The blood went everywhere.
Oh, look, and there went.
I wonder if I'm writing that, sending that back, I will hear any more about that blood.
Look, pooch or what?
Fucking pooch. Only coming out, she's got a little yellow tummy.
Yeah! Very funny. He's going to get me something else for Christmas Day. I bought him a wax coat. £20.
Get her a book, it shows you how to tell a time.
They used to be bloody 30 odd quid.
40 odd quid, you'd get them on the market for
£17.99.
£19.99. What is it? A wax one you got in with wax on, you wouldn't have got one there.
Why?
You got one without the wax, the waterproof one. The wax one gets on all the clothes. That wax? Yeah, it does. Gets on all the clothes and it's horrible. Or actually had a wax jacket.
Yeah.
It's got all the gross school stuff.
No, I don't see think you have the waterproof. I don't think you have the wax.
Waxy,
yeah. Yeah, it feels waxy, that's the waterproof, but you can see the wax.
Check it.
Put round on it, it's something that comes out bleeding horrible.
Well, it was gone like that one time, and it never had nothing on me. It's not a wax, it's a waterproof. You like it anyway, it's a better one. Don't get a wax one, it gets on all your clothes and everything, and stuff was white, it stains.
You bought the girls a bloody great, not, well, it's like that sort of thing, but it's a big one. Now, what thing are we looking at?
The radio.
Oh, yeah, thank you.
They're about that big. And you start that. And you can take.
No, not a walk box. Like they used to have years ago. You used to have one, didn't you, years ago?
Like I'm thinking, yeah.
Radio cassette sort of thing. Yeah. It's a very great big one. You bought it for 25 quid, isn't it, a year old?
Sorry.
But they're what? I think there's a Sony or something. They're bloody dear to price. Because you don't have to have a tape recorder. Like, I think it's got built-in tape recorders or something.
You're in mic.
Why are they taking it away? Because the Babbitt was doing a tape for Grandma and Grandpa, and Keith was going, hello Grandma and Grandad and Kelly, and they were like the three of them, and Keith was going, hello, Grandma, Grandad and Kelly, and he was going, whoop, 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 oh Dad, and they started getting singing all lovely, and he was going, yeah, yeah, he was doing it all the while I was going, Keith. And then he was eating his supper, so just want another piece of bread, and they nearly finished the tape, and he went, goodbye, he was going, I said, oh, you basket, I said, don't say nothing, and he had to say something on the bloody tape, didn't he? Where's me fucking presents, he was going, you bastard.
Oh my God.
The kid was going mental, he was jumping up and down, he was going, Dad! He was doing all the more then.
Don't put it in there, so I said, get it removed. Don't bloody see that. I know. He said, I think it's amper, then it in the bloody amper, and then see if we'd have out, so I'll have to put it in the water, stick it down with sellotape so nobody can open it up, put the ironing board in front. I got cushions out there, so I put them on the top, put the ironing board in front. I don't need Donna to go up there anyway. Oh, I don't know. Well, we know what I'm opening those bags, and if she's called right, if she goes looking for a card, then there's something on. I told Keith she's got another 28 days, he's gonna ask her then. There's all taped down, she can't lose in the box. That's right. 28 days in one, though, is it coming round, good gracious.
Pardon me.
Monday,
yeah,
is
on
that?
That
Monday we're going off.
Are you working on Saturday?
Yeah.
When are you going?
16th.
When's Sally going?
I'll show you what I'm working on.
What's price?
No, I'm not worried about like working out there. I want to know when it's going. Yeah, but I can work it out.
Yeah, go on.
Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
That's right, isn't it?
The Monday. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday off. Well, I'm working Wednesday, Thursday night, and that's it. Yeah. That's it.
Yeah, I don't worry about telling me about that, Felicia. I'm going to get down here.
Right.
Can I take you?
Right.
Great, you probably won't be able to be over there about past 6.
Tuesday, Wednesday, the 20th, I'm not working.
I say that.
Well, we could get on the 21st.
21st, I'm not working.
What would you say?
Well, they take mother bingo.
Yeah, if he's home in time.
Or Kay could take me a bingo, I ain't very.
Yeah, if they're home in time.
Well, if they enough to stay in all night.
Yeah, it's not that sweet. We can't do it. We go out then, don't we?
Yeah, we can
see what you're worried about. If you're going to F and bingo, and Jay's going to F and bingo, we can all go over my car to gross and. At the 10, not to squeeze up in the back of the car, drop us off and go for, to do your bingo. To do your numbers, innit? And then come back down and meet us in the club when you finish.
Yeah,
meet us in the club.
Yeah.
It's only going in for one drink, so Penny will celebrate Penny's birthday.
Yeah. Shh. No worries.
The kids are allowed in the club.
Have you seen them?
Yeah, I seen them last night, but not to talk to.
Oh. I know, I better go, she'll be in a minute.
Goodbye then!
Goodbye! Bye! So we carry that up to the gate.
No, it's easy
to edge it under my left.
How do you go for a co-op?
What?
How do you go for a co-op?
I can't sneak off no more, look.
Where is it? He did it.
Where you put it?
I thought he
hid
it.
For a letter, what it is.
Anne's machine and Tix Corp now.
I thought he hid it, but not
inside. Empty out, and if the automatic stuff doesn't work.
Come in. Come in.
So I've got to be there to fill it back up again. So wherever I go, I've only got a quarter of an hour to go. I've only got a quarter of an hour to go down and have a smoke. That was a thing Dave was moaning about last night, see? So I said, answer me one question then, Dave, before you run off. He said, what? I said, who gives me a blow? Well, nobody. I said, well then, thank you very much.
Oh,